This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another state recording its first death from coronavirus. This time, Maryland's Hogan made the announcement late yesterday that a man in his 60s had died of it. Hogan noting the man had underlying health issues, though. Also, the governor was suggesting that despite having already closed schools and gyms and restaurants, bars, theaters, there could be even stricter policy orders coming soon.
It sounds scary, and it may sound extreme, and it's going to really be inconvenient and disruptive to people's lives.
President Trump has signed a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package into law. It includes paid leave benefits, unemployment benefits, and free diagnostic testing. Millions of Americans could also get as much as $2,000 from the government under a bill the Trump administration is still pitching to Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Health experts say this is an encouraging development out of China. It's reporting no new cases of the coronavirus there for the first time since the outbreak. China's National Health Commission saying in its Wednesday report no new domestic cases were confirmed on that day. The first day since December, there have been no new cases to report in China. There's a local state of emergency in effect in a Utah city, not because of coronavirus, but because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake yesterday. The Magna City Historic Main Street had to be closed because of extensive damage.
This has deemed them to be unsafe for humans to be near right now. We have a big concern with that and any aftershocks.
The USGS reporting nearly 60 aftershocks have rattled the Salt Lake Valley since that first quake, including a 4.6 magnitude aftershock that struck about 6 hours after the first one. No reports of injuries or deaths. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be his next director of the National Counterterrorism Center, that is. Miller was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He replaces Joseph McGuire, who President Trump chose to be acting Director of National Intelligence. McGuire, though, left that position in February. ICE is scaling back its immigration crackdowns during the pandemic. Agents reportedly stopping enforcement at hospitals and clinics during the outbreak, saying they don't want people to avoid medical care for fear of deportation. ICE says its focus will instead be on criminals who pose a known threat to public safety. Twitter is banning posts with misleading information about the virus. The new policy, including a ban on denials of expert guidance and encouraging fake treatments. It requires people remove content that encourages acting against all recommendations from public health authorities. And a Pennsylvania jail inmate is suing because he's in solitary confinement for refusing to cut off his dreadlocks. Eric McGill Jr. is a Rastafarian, and he follows the Old Testament vow taken by Samson to avoid cutting his hair. He's been in solitary confinement at the Lebanon County Correctional Facility for over a year now. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us, the author of American Amnesia, on-air host and senior producer for Truth That Transforms, formerly the Coral Ridge Hour, the TV outreach of the late Dr. James Kennedy. Jerry, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Stay safe. Yeah, exactly. For all of us, you in your book, American Amnesia, I mean, it is a postscript of what happens to a postmodern society that decides to turn its back on God. And here we are. Maybe God's trying to get our attention with this coronavirus. What do you think?
Yeah, that could be. That could be. I mean, I'm not going to speculate about the mind of the Almighty, but it's fascinating. In my prescribed Bible reading, I use a book that helps me study through the Bible. And if you use it faithfully every day after 3 years, you will have studied every passage of the Bible.
Right.
And I love it. It's called Search the Scriptures. Mm. It really helps you to get to know God's Word better. And I bought mine in the 70s, and I've been using it quite a few times, actually, through the years. And I found out other Christians have found it helpful, like George Grant, or I even heard Ravi Zacharias appreciates that book. Mm-hmm. It was written, by the way, in the 1940s by a British Christian theologian and named Alan Stibbs. He's the one who put it together. But anyway, bottom line is, here I am reading, mm-hmm. and yesterday it was in Joel, and today it was in Zephaniah, and it's like, wow, God, because he hates sin, is sending all these different things upon the land to judge the land. And, God hasn't changed.
Right.
The only difference between that and today is that those things were written before Jesus came. When Jesus came, of course, he took upon himself on the cross the wrath of God, the hatred God has for sin. But there are many, as you know, Bill, there are many who knowingly stiff-arm the salvation that Jesus Christ offers for anybody who believes.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a preview of coming attractions. When you die, you'll stand before God, and you will be punished because you haven't accepted Jesus. You'll be punished for your sins.
Right.
That's all. But that means being separated from God, forever. There's a word for it. It's called hell.
Mm-hmm.
But because Jesus Christ took the penalty for our sins. You see, the fact of the matter is all of us are sinners, and our sins will be punished. Either you let Jesus Christ take the due penalty of your sins, or recognize when you die, if you stiff-arm him all your life until you die, then there's nothing to look forward to but judgment.
Well, interesting. You.
I hope I'm not being too intense.
No, not at all. In fact,
I mean, look, the coronavirus reminds us we're all going to die.
Exactly.
And so the question is, are you prepared to die?
Right. No, it's an excellent point. And I do a different study Bible. Mine is an annual one that within a year you're done. And so in my reading today, what came to mind, because beyond the word, it's what is God showing you?
And sure, and what was your passage?
Well, the idea, well, there were several, because you get in this annual read, you get Old Testament. Right now we're in the book of Numbers, so you get Numbers, we're in Mark, and then you get Psalm and Proverbs. But what came out of this devotion time was the appointed time. And this came out, which is, you know, God has a way of downloading additional things for me as I'm studying. And the missing of our appointed time, the price that's paid. I mean, look what happened. Because Israel missed their appointment with Jesus when Jesus was here on earth. What happened to Israel? You know, it went into, some would say, terminal judgment. Thank God. I mean, you know, in that sense, I mean, look how long it took, and no other nation but Israel has ever been reconstructed but by the grace of God. And but all that being said, I mean, because we can get into deep stuff here, but in a general context, I'm saying maybe for some people, this coronavirus is their appointed time. Your appointed time to realize that you are mortal, that there is going to be that moment in time that you're before God, and he's going to say, hey, what did you do about my son? You know, the one that I sent to save you. Oh, you didn't need saving. Oh, so you've got it all figured out yourself. Okay, well, go figure it out. We'll see you later. Ciao.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, by the way, doesn't this show you how the ultimate sin in life, the ultimate sin is pride?
Yes.
Because, as C.S. Lewis put it, it was through pride that the devil became the devil. And ultimately, Bill, why is it that people would reject Jesus Christ, you know, and the salvation that he offers? I mean, when it comes to salvation, it's not by works. Except actually it's by the works of Jesus Christ. He did the heavy lifting in our salvation. But we don't save ourselves through our own good deeds,
exactly.
Supposedly. So,
right.
You know, bottom line is it's very important that we get our hearts right with Jesus.
You know, what I thought was interesting, too, yesterday in the news they were interviewing some kids. And I think it was probably over the weekend. There was probably a little bit of file footage that was there. And they were interviewing these kids that are on spring break down in, you know... In
probably
South Florida.
In my neck of the woods.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to say, down in your neck, they're always going to blame you for it. But yeah, they're down there.
Yeah.
But they're closing the beaches, thank God, finally getting the word. But this one young man's response was very arrogant. He was saying, look, I don't care if I get the virus. That's not what it's all about. You know, I've earned this. So this is what, you know, we've earned to be here, the right to be irresponsible. And you talk about a moment in time. Now, there are people across the country who are discerning what is going on, and they are protecting their fellow men by doing the things that the CDC, that the scientists, the doctors have recommended for us to do. A lot of things that our parents always told us to do, our mothers, they wash your hands! You know, social distancing, these other things, and if you're sick, stay away from people, go see a doctor, all this kind of stuff, you know, reasonable stuff. But then you get some people who, who think independently, like this young man, and I got to say, it's probably a representation when you consider how many thousands of people were out there on the beach, and forget about social distancing or anything like that, and though they may not be a... infected directly, they could possibly be a carrier. We don't know. There's still things to understand about this virus, Jerry.
Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, I heard this disease definitely goes after more of the older people, the more vulnerable. In the first 26 deaths in America, I believe 19 of them all were from one particular nursing home
right up in
Washington, the state of Washington,
right.
And the vast majority of them were over 80.
Right.
So it wasn't like, just something that would willy-nilly pick on people who, regardless of their immunological makeup, if that makes sense. In other words, if they're already compromised, or they're already old, and they're already having respiratory problems, then if you contract this disease, it could indeed be very deadly. But anyway, one cynical person said that a lot of millennials, irresponsible, kind of like that young man you were thinking about that was quoted, have said, well, maybe the coronavirus is a boomer removal. You know,
yeah, right.
get rid of the baby boomers, and of course the older generation too. So it's a fascinating challenge, but I think it's one of these crises moments that does make us think, get your heart, get your house in order with with God, because you don't know when you're
going to die. Number one, your appointed time. More from Dr. Jerry Newcomb on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I want to thank all Americans for pulling together, for coming together, for doing what they have to do. It's been incredible. It's been inspirational. All over the world they're watching, but all over the world they also have problems. It's in over 120 countries. It's called the invisible enemy, and that's what it is. It's an invisible enemy. But we're doing tremendous work. The truckers, the doctors, the nurses, everybody, they're just doing tremendously. And of course, you've heard it 1,000 times, wash your hands, good hygiene, all of that. But social distancing, keep away. It's going to have no place to go. And I just want to thank you as president. I want to thank you for the incredible job you're all doing. There's spirit in our country like never before. We are really, we pulled together as a unit. We pulled together as a country. We will prevail together. We love the USA.
Well, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, I was inspired by the president personally, you know, by his comments. And I've been inspired from day one as I was speaking with Liz Peek, who's a commentator for Fox News, and she worked the market. She was as an analyst in the stock market, you know, for a couple of decades, a very sharp lady. And I said, you know, the thing is, Liz, that we need to appreciate is that Trump is a businessman. And when you have a business, you always look at the glass half full. And he's being measured and criticized because he's a half full glass kind of guy. And I relate to that. Because you don't want to sit there and just talk about all the negativity. Yes, you know, you get the facts and, you know, because he's so positive about this and trying to encourage people as opposed to, you know, being like Eeyore and, oh, you know, it's such a terrible day, the worst day ever, we're all going to die. You know, but then they would have criticized him for that as well. But because he's hopeful and optimistic, the media has jumped all over him and said, well, the guy doesn't care about science. He doesn't know anything about science. And go, well, interesting how he assembled a scientific team to give us the facts led by, you know, Vice President Mike Pence. And, you know, what Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx have done and the others, the other professionals on behalf of the American people has been absolutely stellar.
I agree. And I feel like the constant criticism from him from some sources is just it's like they're just they want power and so they're criticizing everything he does. Mm-hmm. So it's not good to bring politics into this because the fact of the matter is he is the one in charge and I think he's doing a great job to try and allay fears on the one hand, you know, recognizing this is a pandemic. Mm-hmm. It has huge implications for everybody in everyday life. And stay safe and do all the right things. And on the other hand, he's trying to say, stay calm, this too shall pass. And, you know, one day we could look back at this and, you know, yeah, there's some serious problems, temporarily at least, with this. But let's work together.
Well, when I'm relieved here, Jerry, when I was concerned about because of the, you know, the bitter partisanship that has been such a part of the last three and a half, almost 4 years now, is that could we come together? You know, at 9/11, there was still this remnant of, you know, people that we, you know, it was kind of a, you know, it was a natural flow. This has taken a little bit of time, but I'm really relieved to see Americans coming together, you know, organically in neighborhoods, helping seniors, asking them, hey, look, if they need a ride to the store, can I pick up a half gallon of milk for you? We've got stores here. I think you may have as well in South Florida where you're at, is that they're opening up an hour early just for seniors so seniors can come in and not be overwhelmed by an inordinate number of crowds, although they're very careful about, you know, the crowd level, but that they have access to the shelves. That because, boy, if you wait too long, I don't know about your neighborhood, but ours, probably after about 4 hours, they start getting rather anemic.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's a fascinating time. You see the best of humanity, and you also see the worst of humanity. I mean, you
exactly.
See, you know, these videos where people are fighting over items and, you know, fighting
toilet
over
paper.
Toilet paper. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
Look back at this and say, what were they thinking?
Exactly. Well, this
I don't even understand, I guess, the hoarding mentality. I guess it's the feeling that, well, maybe it's all going to run out or something.
Yeah.
And
well, this is what panic and fear does.
Yeah.
You know, I was hearing the other day, Cardinal Dolan said that it's something like 365 times in the Bible says, do not fear.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've heard
you know?
That before. You know, it's funny. I was trying to, I saw that. I read that in a little item that, you know, there's enough, there are statements, do not fear, 365 times in the Bible.
Right.
And that's, you know, one for each day. So I went on Bible Gateway and I was using the English Standard Version. I thought, well, let me put fear not, and there was X number in there, and then I put do not fear, and then there was X number, and do not be afraid.
Yes.
You know, whatever. I don't know how they came up with that number, but I believe it because there are so many times that it is said. I just haven't personally bothered to
verify
all 365 examples.
See, you and I are exactly
God, but God tells us not to fear,
right. Exactly.
And He says it in all circumstances. And frankly, you know, the lives that we live, Bill, on a regular basis are just unbelievable, unbelievably better than people have had it in previous centuries. I mean, we eat like kings in some ways. I mean, seriously, you know, our problem is not having not enough food. Our problem is having too much food, or, you know, not having self-control and consuming too much.
Right.
By the way, I think a good anecdote, you know, or not anecdote, but antidote in dealing with the coronavirus is staying very positive.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, my most recent column, I just focused on 30 biblical truths that I try and saturate my mind with, positive truths from the Word of God that I focus on in the morning and I focus on in the evening. And they just remind me, you know, just things that we've heard all our lives or all our Christian lives, you know, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Right.
He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How will He not also, along with Him, freely give us all things? God promises that He works all things for good, including the coronavirus, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So whatever happens, we are to give thanks. In fact, the Bible even says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So at this time, where it's all very negative, stay focused on the Word of God to at least keep things positive. And you know, you and I were talking during the break about somebody supposedly said something that was derogatory, but it was also humorous, you know, or some people would find it humorous.
Right.
And in this cancel culture, we've lost our sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Mel Brooks, the famous comedian who made The History of the World Part One, he was quoted, and this is about 2 or 3 years ago, I believe, saying, I couldn't make any of these kind of movies that I used to make. I can't make them today because people have lost their sense of humor. Everything is so hypersensitized, you know, and it's just ridiculous. But the Bible says that, you know, a good laughter is like good medicine.
Good medicine. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it is. So you stay positive, stay in the Word, get out there and jog. I mean, I was disappointed when I saw the gym is closed, but I understand it. The gym is closed, you know, until April 1. Hopefully it'll reopen, but I don't know. And,
but
you know,
we can still go outside.
Go
outside. Exactly. Ride the bike, do whatever. You know, interesting, I had several conversations with Gordon Robertson, who's the producer of I Am Patrick, which was supposed to air on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. But, of course, they had to close it down. It was a Fathom
who
event
did the
for two
actor,
nights only.
Who played the part of the actor?
John Rhys Davies. He's the main, you know, we know him from, you know, all so many great movies.
Yeah, he's got
that iconic
voice.
Voice, exactly. Well, anyway, we were talking particularly about, you know, as you say, you have affirmations from the Bible, and I'm like you. I believe that, you know, a positive attitude will minimize the stress. And we know that infection and inflammation is, is exacerbated by negativity and stress. And we found ourselves both. I said, you know, to me, you know, speaking of St. Patrick, is one of the prayers that I've incorporated in my devotions every day is St. Patrick's breastplate. And he goes, me too. And we, you know, and so I highly
me
recommend.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah. In fact, that's how I closed my column this week with the, you know, the 30 scriptural truths to stay positive in this negative world and negative times. And I closed with the breastplate of St. Patrick, since it was written, you know, just 2 days after St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
So happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's, yes, exactly.
Thank you.
And remember, Christ is with me, Christ before me, behind me, to my left and to my right, when I sit, when I lie down.
Behind me and below me and everywhere else.
Exactly.
God bless you.
I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another state recording its first death from coronavirus. This time, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan made the announcement late yesterday that a man in his 60s had died of it. Hogan noting the man had underlying health issues, though. Also, the governor was suggesting that despite having already closed schools and gyms and restaurants, bars, theaters, there could be even stricter policy orders coming soon.
It sounds scary, and it may sound extreme, and it's going to really be inconvenient and disruptive to people's lives.
President Trump has signed a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package into law. It includes paid leave benefits, unemployment benefits, and free diagnostic testing. Millions of Americans could also get as much as $2,000 from the government under a bill the Trump administration is still pitching to Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Comeback, ladies and gentlemen. If it's going to happen, it's going to be we the people, as President Trump said yesterday clearly. We're at war. I mean, we really are. And I think that when we fully understand exactly what happened and what's going on here and how diabolical and planned and purposeful this whole coronavirus is all about, your head is going to explode. Let me tell you, America is under attack. We've been under attack. And I'll tell you, there's been certain elements within this country that have kind of provided a gateway for this, because we've been conditioned ever since President Trump was elected into office to look at the president as being a ne'er-do-well, a less than, somebody who has appropriated and stole the election, that he doesn't deserve to be there. And, you know, internationally, it has opened up the underbelly of our country and, you know, it's said citizens who have participated in negating a rightfully elected president. Israel Ortega is with us, a bit of a surprise here, because Iz has just been having a incredible week. He's been so busy. He's like the rest of us. Our hair is on fire, Israel. It's going all over the place. Yeah. Is the national spokesperson for Libra Initiative. So I'm grateful that you were able to work it out in your schedule and be on this morning.
Oh, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you thinking of me, and I hope you and your loved ones are doing okay in this during this time.
Well, our first line of defense is us, and that's what we've been saying to the audience, is that this is a personal attack, and just like in any other, like 9/11, any other crisis, for those in the, you know, our greatest generation who are still living amongst us, understood during those fearful times what it was like, that they had to hunker down, they had to you know, consider their families, protect their families. And then once they took inventory and got that in order, then it was like, okay, all hands on deck, and we're here to defend our country. And this is where we're at, and some decisions are being made on a moment-to-moment basis, and we're also seeing, you know, bad examples of it. You know, I was just talking with Dr. Jerry Newcomb a moment ago, where you got the kids on spring break that are going, well, I don't care if I get the coronavirus and all this. Well, you may not, but your neighbor or whoever you infect is going to care a lot about you not get you getting coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And because we're all interconnected. This is one big, you know, one big family here. And, you know, we're hoping to make, you know, the best of this that we can. But this is a challenge to this country.
Yeah, absolutely, no, Bill. I mean, I think you summed it up well, and I think that this is absolutely right. We have to dig deep and to sort things out, and I think do it in a responsible way. That's what we've been calling for policymakers, the Libra Initiative, and other groups like Americans for Prosperity, Concerned Veterans for America. We sent a letter to members of Congress earlier this week, and. And we, you know, first and foremost, you know, encourage them to do what's right for our country,
yes.
But also to be responsible, you know, to do it in a way that is gonna prevent doing more harm than good. And I think
right.
That's the big message to Congress, and that that, as you know, unfortunately, there are folks out there that want to exploit the situation we're in, and we want to make sure that lawmakers are sensitive to that, and. We'll put into place policies that that if they do have to do certain things, that they're temporary, that they're focused, because otherwise it's going to get out of hand.
Well, you know, this is you know, somewhat of a conversation that I had a week and a half ago with Senator Scott. We're at a dinner and had a chance to talk to him, and I said, Senator, you got to do something, you know, to buttress up small businesses. We've got a lot of employees that suddenly are out because of the coronavirus, and you know, they've already paid into unemployment insurance. The money's there. Just you know, back off on the regulation. They don't need to wait 6 to 8 weeks. They need this money now. And I think he took a little bit of that message, and he helped lead the way. But like anything is, as you know, anytime they open up the vault, you know, some of these politicians can't help themselves. While it's open, hey, come on, bring the bags and let's pilfer the vault here. And this is how we got to $23 trillion in debt and growing. And also the other thing, as you mentioned, you make an excellent point, and that is that some of these things should be looked at a temporary basis, which is antithetical to the bureaucracy, because the bureaucracy, once it gets a foothold, as Ronald Reagan said, is probably the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven. And but there has to be a clear sunset on all this stuff. Otherwise, we end up like you know, the unintended consequences of 9/11, as you know, with the Patriot Act, right? Just for one example.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that's a good example of federal government overreach, and how as you point out, you know, once a lot of these policies are enacted, then it's tough to shake off and to make any type of reform. So, yeah, I think that, you know, what we're saying to Congress is let's avoid having long-term policy solutions. Let's focus on the here and now.
Right.
You know, we're seeing some good signs, you know, where it's not just about opening up the federal government bank accounts. But for example, Vice President Pence said recently that yesterday, actually, that the Health and Human Services is issuing a regulation that will allow doctors and medical professionals to practice across state lines.
Yes, exactly.
This is something that we've been talking about for years, and that's an encouraging way to provide access to folks who need the health care. Again, it's not about a big costly bill. This is just a regulation that's being, being looked at.
And I think we'll open up the opportunity for us to be able to market insurance across state lines is another one of those things that have been hanging out there. but this will maybe pave the way, you know, for that, that regulation or the cancellation of the regulation that kept doctors at the borders. But right now, like we said, we need all hands on deck. And, you know, and I appreciate that the president has been so proactive in the midst of all this negative reporting. And on top of that, the China disinformation effort and propaganda machine that's been in play, I mean, to the point of trying to claim that, you know, somehow the military, you know, is our U.S. military is responsible for that. Yeah. And, you know, and I appreciate that Donald Trump, you know, nipped that really quick with that reporter to say it isn't going to happen on my watch.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of misinformation out there, Bill, as you know, and that's part of what we're fighting against. You're right. I mean, and that's the other thing too. Sometimes you don't know what information to trust. I mean, you know, there are reports today about, the coronavirus. There are no new cases in China, evidently.
That puts up a flag to me. I mean, we couldn't believe them in the beginning. How are we going to believe them now?
Right. Yeah, that's right. You know, and that's why I think we got to take things with a grain of salt, depending on where they're coming from, depending on the source. But you're right. I mean, and that's part of the issue that we're up against. But
Some other bit of good news too is I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a doctor in France, a researcher in that, they have discovered a cure that they've done a trial. I think it was 60 patients, 100% cure rate on the coronavirus, and it is a product that is already in line, has been in operation for over 5 years in the United States. They use it for measles and, there's other things that they use it for.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So it's already there, but a six-day cure rate, 100%. So this is also, and then I've got some other news that I can't talk about yet regarding France and China and who built that laboratory in Wuhan. And well, I'll tell you, it's pretty crazy, you know. But you know, you have to do the research because, as you say, right now when we've got a fearful populace right now, we got to be careful to delve. You know, to be careful to stay away from any conspiratorial stuff, that you want to know the facts. And that's what we're searching for right now. Israel Ortega is with us, the national spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. Kind of amazing is when you think about, just a couple months ago, our economy was rolling along, and now we're dealing with what we got. We've got more from Iz after this. Stay with us.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
This report is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo and AstraZeneca. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with metastatic breast cancer, meaning it has spread from its original location to other parts of the body. There are different subtypes of metastatic breast cancer, which can be classified by the presence of certain proteins. In HER2-positive breast cancer, too much of the protein HER2 causes the cancer cells to grow and spread more aggressively. 1 in 5 breast cancers are HER2 positive. Despite treatment advances, the disease is considered incurable, with patients eventually progressing on treatment. More options have been urgently needed. Now there's a new treatment available. The FDA recently granted accelerated approval of a HER2-directed antibody drug conjugate for the treatment of adult patients who have previously received anti-HER2-based regimens. This new medicine is a part of a class of targeted therapies called antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, that are designed to selectively deliver chemotherapy inside cancer cells. Ion E. Krop, MD, PhD, Associate Chief of Breast Oncology, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, commented.
With this approval, we now have a drug available that results in benefit in the majority of patients in whom other drugs had stopped working.
Talk to your doctor about new treatment options and associated safety risks.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bill Marchinas, we have a country to save.
You notice the operative word we, right? That means all hands on deck. As we've been saying, the first line of defense is us, we the people. And we have to take this seriously. We can't be like a couple of knuckleheads down in South Beach, Florida, thinking it's spring break and they deserve to have that that time and abandon any kind of social distancing and all the reasonable things that you're supposed to do when you're under attack here. It's rather silly. It's irresponsible, as we say. Well, Israel Ortega is with us, the national spokesman for the Libra Initiative. And as I was saying right before we went to break here, that, boy, I mean, not that long ago, you know, stock market was humming along. President Trump was on the road to, you know, a fairly reasonable reelection expectation. And, you know, the economy's been turned up on its head. All the gains that President and this administration has done for us in the stock market, you know, is all turned upside down.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look promising now, Bill, but I think a lot of it will depend on the type of leadership and the type of response we'll see from not just the president but also Congress. I mean, this is why another thing we're calling for here is to set aside the partisanship that so dominates Washington these days, and to actually come together and do what's right for the economy. I mean, the markets right now are looking to Washington for some type of confidence, and I think that, like I said, some of this may require short-term investment in different industries, but you know, we can't allow ourselves to get lost in this moment and then sort of hand over the keys to the government and start picking winners and losers.
Exactly.
The Wall Street Journal today had an interesting article about what the Federal Reserve could do during this time, where they could be essentially be the loan guarantor for a lot of small businesses who are looking for that infusion of cash right now. These businesses would have to come up and say, "Look, my business is in good standing." And they would get a loan from the government. So that's one idea, you know, that folks are looking at. But again, I think that you summed it up pretty nicely, Bill. This is about we the people.
Right. Well, you know, those people who are predictors that we've trusted, that have solid credibility, have, and I feel the same way, is I think this is going to be, as quick as it went down, it can come up that fast if we don't get in the way. And what you hinted to was previously with the Obama administration, they tried to fix things, and that recession went on forever. I think that it would be wise to for Congress and those who are in those positions to maybe consider a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. Let's help the economy. Let's help the backbone of our economy, which is small businesses, and get out of the way. It will recover. It has a natural inertia. Business will rise to that level. Our stock market was at record levels. It will get back up there because it's proven to have the capacity to do so. But we just need to protect the interest and do it in such a way that we're not causing injury and making things lag unnecessarily. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you dropping in and giving us an update and encouraging us. He is a spokesman for Libra Initiative. How can they be in touch with you?
Oh, thanks, Bill. Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, the Libra Initiative. Just type that in. And you can also go to our site, the Libra Initiative. .com as well, and you can get updates, and we're tracking this issue for the benefit of all of us.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for the time. You take care. Have a great day. Be safe. Okay, you got it. Well, we've heard that, we've heard from the media. I mean, the media has really lost their skulls. It is the continual, Trump ruins everything story, right? It is absolutely endless. Unrelenting, because as we know from the Democrats' mantra, they're not going to let any good crisis go to waste. And here we had, as I mentioned to Israel Ortega just a moment ago, a month ago. You could even measure it in weeks even. Our economy was rolling along. It was doing well. The Democrats knew that the winds were heavy in their face for any kind of election, that Donald Trump was the presumptive winner of the 2020 election, and that would mean that he would be reelected, something that in their bloodstream, in their very psychology, it causes their heads to explode. The managing editor of Newsbusters, Curtis Houck, joins us now to give us an evaluation of the media's report declaring the coronavirus Trump's Katrina, Trump's Chernobyl. Curtis, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Right, I'm hanging in there.
Well, unrelenting, huh? This whole media attack on the president, which it does not serve we the people well with all this negativity. And, of course, with them, in addition to that, Curtis, I mean, we saw yesterday that the media wants to buy into the, of all people, the Chinese propaganda, the disinformation in trying to claim that somehow this Wuhan virus was actually came from the U.S. military and not from their lab.
Well, the propaganda that they're buying into is that it's racist that they're doing that. I haven't seen anybody latch on to the suggestion U.S. in the media that's not from the Chinese, officially from the Chinese propaganda movement, that the U.S. military was the ones who started the virus. But I will say that, yes, it was fun at Newsbusters. We were thinking, is there going to be a drop-off of content? Because we're all working from home now.
Right.
And then we very quickly realized, oh, wait, no, it won't drop off because the media are going to keep doing what they're doing.
Right.
And here's the thing. I mean, I think deep down, a lot of these journalists and networks are capable of providing sober, serious content. The problem is they cannot help themselves and thus rendering themselves incapable, from doing so and thus enchained to their Trump derangement syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that they're wasting press conference questions just complaining, oh, it's racist to talk about Wuhan virus or Chinese virus. It shows a level of unseriousness, Bill, it's just really disturbing. But again, these people live in a bubble. They make a lot of money. They're going to, they won't be losing their jobs. They're not going to be affected in any way. Whereas, pretty much everyone else outside of America is taking a hit.
Right. Well, some in the past have found out the hard way. I mean, the liberal policies are not carrying the day. They're losing viewership. It is affecting their bottom line because you still have to, no matter what, be relevant. Sadly, they're relevant to still a number of Americans who hate Trump as well because they've been conditioned by their reporting. And this is their gospel, and this is the trough that they go to in order to get fed every day with all this negativity about Donald Trump. But look at you got to draw pause for just a moment and have some sobriety to your thinking, to where you can see, as Donald Trump said yesterday, and I think for some people it really snapped their heads, to say, look, we're at war. America has been attacked. The world has been attacked. And here we want to talk about, you know, Donald Trump and whether he acted fast enough or didn't, and, you know, whatever. And, boy, I'll tell you, at the ground level, we're getting great stories of people helping their neighbors. Organically, there are things that are happening that are socially responsible in the midst of social distancing. You know, there's some positive stories that are coming out here that the media could be reporting on. But no, let's just waste ink and waste airtime on their vitriol toward the president and anything conservative.
Right, that's exactly right, Bill. I'm glad you brought that up. But yeah, these journalists, yeah, as I was saying earlier, they are capable of being serious. CNN had a stretch yesterday afternoon where they had on the American Red Cross CEO and the Meals on Wheels CEO, and they focused on what their organizations need, what has the response been like. Obviously, Meals on Wheels being kind of self-explanatory for seniors, the American Red Cross specifically, blood donations. Mm. And it was so insightful, and it was so helpful. And I remember tweeting, wasn't that difficult?
Exactly.
Painless, wasn't it, guys, to just breathe? But yes, how is rewinding to a couple of weeks ago and what Donald Trump didn't say going to save any lives at this point?
Exactly.
You know, how is that going to encourage people to social distance?
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to reassure people or give them tips about cleaning their homes or ways that they can help if they're healthy? Nothing. It accomplishes nothing.
Exactly.
That's what's just so despicable about all this, because these journalists are supposed to represent you and I. And I should point out that one of the journalists asking these questions, peddling Chinese propaganda line, is Yamisi Alcindor from PBS NewsHour, who is taxpayer-funded, of course, by us to do this.
Yes. Yeah, and this is the thing that galls me, because, you know, PBS has such a strict code of how they report and how they're supposed to be unbiased, but even PBS, at the people's expense, cannot help themselves.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Well, you know, this is the temperament that we're living with. But as I tell the kids, and I say all the time on the air here, that experience defines preference. And this is what we're learning from all this, is what kind of America, what kind of news reporting do you prefer? And right now, I appreciate, as you say, those that are investing their natural resources and other resources for the good of our country. And that's what we need in order to overcome this battle that we're in. Curtis Howe, thank you for being with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powder Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powder Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's...